Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. What's going on, Dean?
I can't think of a better way to kick off the 4th of July weekend than to get in a huge Twitter battle this morning.
Uh-oh.
With a friend of mine who is the anchor of, it's like Good Morning Denver. I don't know what the name of his show is, but it's a good, you know, it's a morning show in Denver, and he's very talented. His name is Chris Parenti, but he posted a picture of some disgusting looking hot dogs on his Twitter this morning. So I good naturedly, said that the only way to eat hot dogs is Chicago style, and put a post, a picture of Chicago style, dragged through the garden, as they say, up there, and it started a Twitter war between our two cities now, how you eat hot dogs and how you don't eat hot dogs.
What do they do there? They put ketchup on it and then they grill it instead of boiling it. What are they doing?
You know, it's not even that. It's he suggested a hot dog. Well, let me find the exact thing here.
And why do you follow him anyway?
Well, he's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. So, or he was a friend.
Yeah, no, he still is.
Oh.
He's weird, but he is still my friend. But he suggested a hot dog that's got pineapple on it.
Oh, no.
See, right there, I'm out.
Yeah, sure.
Right there, I'm out. Pineapple, melted cheese, and quail eggs.
Oh, come on.
Little quail eggs.
Where is he?
In Denver.
What's the matter with them out there?
It's the altitude. It's the altitude there. They don't know what they're doing with hot dogs there. Honestly, it looks like somebody already ate the hot dog when you see a picture of it. He put a picture, and I countered with a picture of Chicago style. And now people, I got to say that I'm winning this argument, even with people in Denver saying that our hot dogs look tastier than his.
Well,
but that's
good.
The start of my weekend, right there.
I'll have that.
I can't get into a good fight with someone somewhere. I'm not happy.
I have new faith in humanity, knowing that even the people in Denver know a good hot dog.
Right.
What's your entertainment headline of the morning?
The headline this morning is that the Felicia Rashad controversy is growing. It's not going away. We told you how she had posted after Bill Cosby was released from jail the other day. She had posted kind of a supportive tweet for her former co-star from The Cosby Show, saying that a great wrong had been righted, miscarriage of justice has been created. She took a lot of heat for that. So then she added a second tweet saying she didn't mean to be insensitive to sexual assault survivors. You would have thought that it would have ended there, but it didn't. She has been recently named the Dean of the Fine Arts College at Howard University, which is her alma mater, by the way. She graduated magna cum laude from there. But she was named the Dean of the Fine Arts College, and Howard University commented on her tweet, saying it lacked sensitivity and that her views do not reflect the university's. And there is an onslaught of reaction on social media from alumni and students at Howard University calling for her to be dismissed from her new position because of what they say is an insensitivity toward victims of sexual assault. So, we'll see how all of that ends, but I'm sure she couldn't possibly imagine just by, supporting her friend and then qualifying her support for it, that this could have blown up as big as it is getting right now.
Well, besides that, and your hot dog war, any other showbiz controversies to report on?
There actually is. There is a Britney Spears update also. So my hot dog controversy seems like nothing compared to some of these other things going on. But, we've been following this Britney Spears conservatorship decision that came down just 2 days ago from an L.A. court that in which they decided that Britney's father would remain the conservator, basically guardian of her $60 million estate. The court at the time also appointed a wealth management company, a financial institution, to be the co-conservator of it, just for some balance, so it wasn't just the father to manage everything. And yesterday, this wealth management company called Bessemer Trust filed a petition with the court. They don't want any part of it. They want to be removed from the whole thing. In a filing to the court, they said that they understood that this whole conservatorship was voluntary and that all the parties involved, including Britney, had consented to it. Now they can see that that is not the case, and they want to respect Britney's wishes. We'll see what the court says. They are going to reconvene on all of this on July the 14th. So that controversy also is still going. Do you want some good news? I can give
Yes, please.
I can give you something a little nicer that's going on. Ravinia is open. The Highland Park venue opened with a smaller concert last night. They have kind of a smaller concert tonight. But the big show that really will be kicking things off will be Saturday night. This is a performance for essential workers, frontline workers, healthcare workers, first responders. So it's kind of a closed show, but it will feature Jimmy Peterik and the Ides of March.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a nice kind of Chicago festival day to kick off things at Ravinia. Mooka Paza, a very popular singer, will be the opening act that day. She's going to be also performing. But just to get Jimmy out there and the guys from the Ides of March playing their old songs, playing their new songs, having some fun, saluting these first responders, back out at Ravinia, back out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for outdoor concert. That's going to be great. The next big concert at Ravinia that is open to the public is the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And that is on Wednesdays, and tickets are available for that show.
Thank you for that good news. More from Dean, including his weekend movie reviews, coming up momentarily, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Entertainment news from Dean Richards. Let's get to what you like for new movies,
yeah,
Dean.
The 4th of July weekend, finally we're back to normal, where 4th of July weekend is always kind of a busy weekend for movies, and we can start off with something for the whole family. I'm recommending The Boss Baby Family Business. This brings back Alec Baldwin as the tough-talking spy infant. He and his brother in this movie are now grown from the previous movie, Boss Baby, that came out a couple of years ago. Now they're grown, but they are transformed back into kids to try to work out their sibling problems. Imagine that, brothers having problems, can't get along. So they become kids again to try to figure it all out and to work out some family issues. It's not a groundbreaking animated movie, but it certainly is a nice one, one that won't bore the parents when they take the kids to go see it. The kids will certainly enjoy it as well. I gave it a Dean's List B. You can actually go to a theater to see it, or if you rather stay at home, it is also streaming on Peacock. The other movies that I really like this weekend include The Tomorrow War, that stars Chris Pratt. This is an interesting concept of a group of time travelers that come back to present day from the year 2051. So time travelers from 2051 come back to present day because mankind is fighting a war with some deadly aliens, and the only way that they can try to win is by bringing people from present day back to the future to fight these creatures off.
You can't go wrong with time travel stories.
I enjoy a good time travel
sure.
movie. I always do. I'm always curious to see what it's going to be like. If I live to be that long, I will be quite elderly and probably not able to discern what is a movie and what isn't a movie anymore. But never mind the storyline. I mean, it's a big 4th of July action movie. It's kind of like your typical Fourth of July, big explosions, action movie. Chris Pratt is a teacher. He's the dad of an adorable little girl, and he just puts on his action hero hat and gets into it to do the fighting. So I kind of like this one as well. It is Dean's List B also, and this one you can only see on Amazon Prime. The movie that I absolutely love this weekend, and Bob, this one is, you are going to love this documentary that's called Summer of Soul.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
It is, it's put together by Questlove from The Roots. It's the musical director on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And he came across hours and hours and hours of lost videos and films from the Harlem Cultural Festival from back in 1969. This is a music fest that took place over a six-week period in New York that featured the biggest names in soul and R&B and blues and jazz and gospel. Sly and the Family Stone, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Fifth Dimension, Nina Simone, the great Mahalia Jackson. Not only performing, it's not just a concert movie, but it's a statement about where African-American people were in 1969 and what their hopes and aspirations were and what their obstacles were. So it's a very powerful statement on culture at the time. It's very nostalgic. The music is fantastic. It's so well put together. I love this movie. I gave it a Dean's List A.
It got completely overshadowed by Woodstock, didn't it?
It did. The people who are seeing this movie are calling it the Black Woodstock. And when I talked with Questlove, I talked a little bit about what a revolutionary year that was for music, as music was changing with the times or helping to change the times in which we were living. And I mentioned the Sly and the Family Stone concert that was supposed to take place in 1969 in Grant Park. Small riot broke out.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very familiar with that. He told me that he's working on a Sly and the Family Stone movie about his amazing life and career. But see this movie if you're into the music and the culture of that day. It's so well put together. It is both in theaters, and it is also streaming on Hulu. Another movie that's open this weekend, I wasn't so crazy about, called The Forever Purge. Are you familiar with these Purge movies?
No.
That have been coming out?
No.
Over the last, 10, 12 years, something like that. There are now five of these Purge movies. I can't believe how popular these are, because they are incredibly violent and incredibly bloody. The premise of these Purge movies is that it's legal to commit any crime you want, including murder, and not pay any consequence for it for a 12-hour period. And the premise, the thinking behind that is that it helps to weed out the undesirables. If you can just kill whoever you want, and if you can find somebody in that 12-hour period. So this movie takes it a step further, where there are a group of radicals who feel like the purge should be able to go on always to get rid of undesirables. And it's weird and it's violent and it's bloody, but it also feels like the ugliest parts of what's really going on in the news right now, of people who don't want other people around anymore. And I just didn't care to watch the whole thing. I know
we don't need that.
We do not need that. It's only in theaters, and it's extremely rated R. Other than that, what I'm recommending, get yourself a nice 4th of July movie to watch. Hamilton the Musical is now out on as a movie. It's on Disney Plus. I go back to my Frasier Thomas family classic days of Jimmy Cagney and Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Sure.
Captain America, the Independence Day movie is a great. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. There's a million of them. So, have a little patriotic movie fun this weekend.
Well, Dean, I'll let you get back to your hot dog Twitter war with Denver.
It's heating up.
Enjoy the weekend.
It's heating up. Nothing worse than a hot dog fight.
Talk to you Tuesday.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.